Hallelujah. King of glory, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your favor and kindness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for how you have helped us. Thank you for how you have answered our prayers. Thank you for how you have visited us. Thank you for your power that is working in our lives and situations to enforce the manifestation of your will. King of Israel, be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for changing the situations of our lives to agree with your plans. Thank you, Lord, for guiding us by your Holy Spirit. Thank you for directing our paths toward your righteousness. Thank you for the gifts of eternal life. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your presence in our spirits, souls, and bodies. Thank you for making your will known unto us. Thank you for destroying confusion, anxiety, worries, depression in our lives. Thank you for the joy that fills our hearts. Thank you for your peace that fills our hearts. King of glory, be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for turning our darkness into light. Thank you for turning our reproach into glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your outstretched hand that is fighting our battles. Thank you for your outstretched hand that is defending us and protecting us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your faithfulness toward us in this ministry. Thank you for how you always visit us every time we come together on this platform to seek you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, because tonight we shall see you help us again. We shall see you bless us again. We shall see you revive us again. We shall see you intervene in our situations again. Thank you, Lord, because we shall see you in our midst. Thank you, Father. Lord, I ask that the greatness of your power in this place, let everyone be touched by your power. Let the lives of everyone be changed. Let your name be forever glorified. Thank you, Father, because we know you shall do beyond our expectations. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence, and I believe that He will visit you in a wonderful way and in a powerful way as you pray tonight. Amen. We're going to take some worship songs, and after that we shall go into prayer points. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Father, we are grateful, oh Lord. For your goodness, we are grateful, oh Lord. For your kindness, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. We give you glory, we give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you glory, we give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful, you are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful, you are worthy, oh Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna, sing Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. Be lifted higher, higher, be lifted higher. Jesus, you be lifted higher, 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 be lifted higher. Jesus, you be lifted higher, 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 be lifted higher. Let our King be lifted up. Let Jesus be lifted up. Let our King be lifted up. Oh, Hosanna. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done. Greater things he will do unto the Lord. Be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done. Greater things he will do unto the Lord. Be the glory. You are Yahweh, King of the universe. You are Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh, Lord of hosts. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, hey, you are Yahweh, Ancient of Days, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, King of Israel. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High, all sufficient God, all sufficient God, Most High, all sufficient God. Most High, Most High, you are the Lord. Most High, you are the Lord. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. High, you are the Lord. You are the Lord, King of glory. You are the Lord, Most High. You are the Lord, yes, Lord, Ancient of Days. You are the Lord, Most High. You are the Lord. You do wonders. You do wonders, Most High, you do wonders, great and mighty wonders, you do wonders, Most High, you do wonders, you work miracles, you work miracles. Most High, you work miracles in our lives. You work miracles. Most High, you Most High, you walk miracles. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Most High. Most High, you are the Lord. Ancient of Days, you are the Lord. Most High, you are the Lord. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for arguments. You are God all by yourself. You are God. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for arguments. You are God all by yourself. For the last time, you are God. You are God from beginning to the end. Sing it. There's no place for arguments. You are God all by yourself. Hallelujah. I want every one of you to begin to worship Him, begin to praise Him, begin to adore Him, begin to glorify Him, begin to magnify Him, begin to celebrate Him, begin to lift Him up with your voice, lift Him up with your heart, lift Him up with all your soul, lift Him up, begin to praise Him. For He is a great God. He is powerful. He is wonderful. He is excellent. He is great. In all things, He is great. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. He is greater than all. He is mightier than all. Stronger than all. Wiser than all. He's the most powerful. He's the Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battles. Begin to worship Him. He's the one who was and he's to come. He's the first and the last. The Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the ending. The Rock of Israel. The Almighty God, worship Him, worship Him. He is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forever. Worship Him. He is highly exalted. His name is above all. His glory is above all. His greatness is over all. Begin to worship Him. His throne is over all. His dominion is over all. We worship you, Father. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. Adonai, we praise you. Lord Jesus, we praise you. Elihan, we praise you. God of Israel, we praise you. God of gods, we praise you. King of kings, we praise you. Lord of lords, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. Shahate Sajiriala. Gehede Shalera Dijala. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. Mountain mover, way maker, we praise you. We praise you, Lord. You are our provider. You are our helper, you are our healer, you are our rock of safety, you are our rock of defense, you are our rock, our fortress. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. You are the one who forgives our sins. World is the lamb that was slain. World is the lamb that was slain. Jesus, we praise you. You are the one who washes us with your blood. You washes away our sins. You wash away our sins. You wash away our sicknesses and diseases. You wash away curses and demonic covenants. You are our Redeemer. We praise you, Lord Jesus. You are our Savior. We praise you, Lord Jesus. You are the one who makes us holy. You are our Sanctifier. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. Because all power belongs to you in heaven and in earth. All power belongs to you. You hold in your hands the keys of death and Hades. You hold in your hands the keys of eternal life. You hold in your hands the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And you open doors no one is able to shut. And you shut doors no one is able to open. Jesus, we praise you. World is the lamb that was slain. World is the lamb that was slain. Jesus is worthy to be praised. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you because you are here among us. Thank you, Lord, because you will help us. Thank you, Lord, because you will heal. Thank you because you will deliver. Thank you because you will change our lives and situations for good. Thank you because you will do wonders in our lives and situations. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. I want you to take this prayer point of thanksgiving. You get to thank you, Lord, for your mercy over our life. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your mercy speaking for me, speaking for my life, speaking for my calling, speaking for my destiny. Say, Lord, thank you for your mercy upon my life. Say, Lord, thank you for your mercy upon my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray. I don't want you to be distracted in this prayer. Because of what God wants to do in your life, don't be distracted. Let your mind be focused on Jesus. Let your mind be focused on the kingdom of heaven. Yeah. So that you can receive all that the Lord wants to do in your life. Begin to say, Father, thank you for your mercy that is upon my life. Say, Father, thank you for your mercy upon my life. Say, Father, thank you for your mercy speaking for me. Thank you for your mercy speaking good concerning my calling, concerning my destiny, concerning my future. Thank you for your mercy speaking good concerning my success and progress. Thank you for your mercy speaking good things for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your mercy you have placed upon my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Like I said earlier, if you will be distracted, you can just go and rest or go and sleep. Yeah, you can just take a time out. But if you really want to receive something great from the Lord in this prayer session, don't allow yourself to be distracted. Let your mind and soul and faith be fixed on Jesus. Yeah, I'm repeating it again for the sake of emphasis. Yeah, may the Lord help you in Jesus' name. Yeah, remember that we have been praying with Psalm 36. Yeah, as we'll be going to that scripture, I want you to raise up your right hand. Yeah, we'll soon enter into that scripture in Psalm 36. But before we do that, I want you to raise up your right hand and pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let your heavens open over my life, over my environment, over this place that I am right now. So, Lord, let your heavens open now and let my help be released. Say, Father, let your heaven open over me right now, over my spirit, over my soul, over my body, over my environment. Let your heavens open and let my help be released. Begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Let your heavens open. Jesus, let your heavens open. Jesus, let your heavens open over me. Right here, right here, right here. Let your heavens open over me. Right here, right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, open your heavens over me and let my help find me. Let my help find me. The help you have packaged for me, let it find me. Let it find me, thank you, Lord. Let it be released unto me. Let it be released into my life. The help you have packaged for me at this time, for this time of my life, let it find me, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let the atmosphere of my life become the atmosphere that make all things possible. Yeah, or you will say, Father, change the atmosphere of my life, the atmosphere that surrounds me. Change it to the atmosphere that makes all things possible. Change the atmosphere of my life into the atmosphere that makes all things possible, that makes impossible things possible. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray, say, Father, change the atmosphere of my life. Change the atmosphere of my family. Change the atmosphere in my family, the atmosphere in my home, the atmosphere in my life, in my ministry, in my calling, in my destiny. Change the atmosphere in my environment into the atmosphere that makes all things possible, into the atmosphere that makes supernatural possible, that makes miraculous things possible. Change the atmosphere of my life now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Lord, change the atmosphere that follows me. Change the atmosphere that surrounds me. Change the atmosphere I live in into the atmosphere that makes impossible things possible. Change the atmosphere of my life, the atmosphere of my marriage, into the atmosphere that makes impossible things possible. Thank you, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus, into the atmosphere that makes victory happen so easily. Change the atmosphere of my life into an atmosphere that makes breakthroughs, success, progress, prosperity, healings, deliverances, victories happen so easily. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to open your Bibles with me to the book of Psalm 36. Yeah, open your Bibles to Psalm 36. I'll be reading from New Living Translation. Psalm 36. And we are now at verse 3. Verse 3 of Psalm 36. We are now in verse 3. I read from New Living Translation. It says, everything they say is crooked and deceitful. They refuse to act wisely or do good. Yeah, this psalm is describing wicked people and their wickedness. It says everything they say is crooked and deceitful. They refuse to act wisely or do good. So, which means that you can't expect that, you know, you can't expect that these kind of people, we say what is true. Yeah, they will not say what is true, and they are full of perversions. Yeah, so these are people that twist things. Yeah, they promote perversions. They promote things that is negative, contrary to the will of God. This is what they do. These kind of people, people who have been enslaved by darkness, by sin, people who are wicked, yeah, people who have chosen to be enemies of God. So what they say is always to alter the will of God. Everything they say is crooked. Crooked means that it's perverse. Crooked means that they are against the will of God. Yeah, they are against righteousness. So they speak against what is right. They promote perversions. Yeah, and they promote lies, which is the meaning of being deceitful. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let your anger be kindled upon every power of darkness. Speaking negativities into my life. Every power and personality of darkness, uttering negative words into my life. Let your anger fall upon them. Every demonic voice that is pronouncing negativities into my life, Lord, let your anger fall upon them. and destroy them all. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Everything they say is crooked. Yeah, because they hate what is good. They hate God's righteousness. They hate God's will. They hate God's plans. Begin to pray. Say, Father, let your anger fall upon the voice of the wicked. The utterances of the wicked. Let your anger fall upon them and destroy them all. Negative utterance that has been spoken to alter your plans for my life. Negative utterances, negative pronouncements, negative utterances that have been spoken to alter your plans for my life. Lord, let your anger destroy them now. Begin to pray like that. So these people, they cannot say what is right because they don't mean anything good for you. What they mean for you is evil. Their intentions for you is evil. They have no good intentions for you. Begin to pray. Say, Lord, in your anger, destroy every negative words the enemy has uttered into my life. Every negative words the enemy has pronounced upon my life. Lord, let your anger destroy them now. Every negative words, every negative word that have been pronounced from the realms of darkness, every negative word that have been uttered against my life, uttered into my life from the realms of darkness, from the realm of witchcraft, Lord, let your anger waste them now. Let your anger destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every negative word that has been spoken against your plans for my life, against your plans for my destiny, to alter your plans for my life, to alter your plans for my destiny, oh God of Israel, terminate them now. Cancel them now. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every word that has been said, utterance that has been said to alter the plans of God for my life, be destroyed now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, it says everything they say is crooked. Crooked. Yeah, crooked. Also, crooked means that. How will I put it now? Another way of describing crooked is when something is twisted. Yeah, when something that let's say for instance something that should be a straight line, and then it's been twisted. So meaning it is now forming like maybe zigzag. Something that should be a straight line is now turning every direction, moving in every direction. Something that should move on a straight line is now moving in diverse direction. Yeah. So the enemy has plans to put people on a crooked journey. Yeah. They have plans to put your life on a crooked journey. So meaning that you can't just see yourself moving forward. You can't see yourself fulfilling God's purposes. You can't see yourself making a real progress Why? Because they have set you on a crooked journey through witchcraft. They have put your life on a crooked journey. So your life is not going straight. It's just going different direction. Like you are confused. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, let your anger fall upon every witchcraft manipulation that is that has positioned me on a crooked journey. Yeah, raise up your right hand. Say, Father, let your anger fall upon every witchcraft manipulation that has positioned my life on a crooked journey, on a twisted journey, or on a journey that will not lead me to my promised land. Lord, let your anger fall upon them and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, let your anger fall upon every witchcraft manipulation that has positioned my life on a crooked journey, that is twisting the journey of my life, confusing the journey of my life. Let your anger fall upon them now and destroy them in the name of Jesus. Let your anger fall upon them and destroy them in the name of Jesus. Let your anger fall upon them and destroy them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every witchcraft manipulation that is that is confusing the journey of my life, confusing the journey of my destiny, confusing the journey of my calling. Let your anger fall upon them and waste them now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft manipulation that have turned the journey of my life into crooked ways, that has made my journey crooked so that I don't fulfill God's will and purposes for my life. Oh, God of Israel, let your anger waste them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Every witchcraft manipulation that have turned your straight journey into a crooked journey, every witchcraft manipulation that is pushing you into all directions, to removing you from the direction that will lead to the fulfillment of your destiny, I decree that the anger of God waste them now. Let the anger of God waste them now. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft spirit following your life to ensure that the journey of your life is not straightforward, to ensure that your journey into the fulfillment of destiny is not straightforward, to ensure that you are always confused and misled, I decree that the fire of God arrest that spirit and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, it says that everything they say is crooked because they are crooked. Yeah, Psalm 36, verse 3, it says everything those wicked people say is crooked because they are crooked. So these are people who don't love God's plans for your life. They don't want you to have God's plans fulfilled in your life. These are people that they love to see things fall apart. They don't like to see things being built up to become beautiful. They like to see things scattered. They like to see to see things fall apart. So these are people who don't want you to enter into your promised land. Yeah, you're going to pray again. You're going to say, oh God, arise and strike every personality of darkness that is standing to stop my progress into my promised land. Say, oh Lord, arise and strike them. Strike them. Right now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Begin to pray. Say, oh God, arise in your power. Strike every personality of darkness standing to stop me from entering into my promised land, to stop me from entering into the destination you have prepared for me, to stop me from entering into the glory you have prepared for me. Every personality of darkness, creature of darkness, that is standing to block me from entering into the promise, into the fulfillment of your promises, into the realization of your promises, into the manifestation of your promises. Lord, let your anger destroy them. Lord, arise and strike them. Strike them dead in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Strike them. Strike them in your anger. Strike them in your wrath. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every personality of darkness that don't want to see me enter into my promised land, every personality of darkness standing to stop me from making progress into the place of promise, into the place of greatness, into the place of glory, into the place of honor, every personality of darkness that don't want me to enter into my promised land. Lord, let your anger destroy them. Strike them dead in your anger. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, your promised land is that place where your calling and destiny will be fulfilled the greatest or the best. Yeah, your promised land is that place, that position where your destiny will be fulfilled at 100% level. Yeah, you might still be fulfilling your calling in a way even now. You might still be fulfilling destiny in a way, even now. But when you are in the promised land, you will fulfill it 100% in its fullness. You will become who you are meant to be in its fullness. You will manifest in its fullness. You will manifest your purpose, your divine purpose, your divine calling, your divine destiny. You will manifest these things in their fullness. When you attain that place, which the Bible refers to the promised land, you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the divine interventions I need. I receive every divine intervention I need to enter into my promised land. See, I receive them now. I receive them now. Every divine help that I need to enter into my promised land, to possess my possessions, I receive them now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive them now. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive them now. I receive them now. The divine interventions, the angelic interventions, the divine helps that I need to enter into my promised land. I receive them now. In the name of Jesus, all the divine interventions that I need, the angelic interventions, the helps that I need to enter into my promised land, I receive them now. In the name of Jesus, I receive them. I receive them. I receive them. I receive them. In the name of Jesus, the promised land is where you possess your possessions, where you have the fullness of all that the Lord has promised. Begin to say, I receive every help that I need to enter into my promised land. The promised land is where you are established. Where you are established and you don't lack anything anymore. You have financial establishment and you can't lack anything anymore. And you can't lack anything anymore. It is where you have the fullness of the fulfillment of God's promises for your life. Begin to say, I receive all the help that I need to enter into my promised land. In the name of Jesus, I receive them now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. It says that everything they say is crooked and deceitful. Everything they say is crooked and deceitful. Yeah. One of the greatest weapons and one of the greatest weapons of Satan is deception. Yeah, I think I said it on during the last prayer session. One of the greatest weapons of Satan is deception. 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 You're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah, you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of darkness controlling my mind toward or to believe what is against the truth, to believe what is against the plans of God for my life. Begin to say, I bind every spirit of darkness working in my mind to make me believe against the truth, to make me believe against the plans of God for my life. To make me settle for less, to make me settle for what is not in the plans of God for my life. Begin to say, I bind such spirit now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. There is no limitation that is greater than when you are deceived. When you are deceived in any area of your life, you will be forever limited in that area of your life. But begin to pray, say, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of darkness working in my mind to make me believe against the truth, to make me believe against the plans of God for my life, to make me believe things that God does not have in plan for my life, to make me believe what is against faith, to make me believe things that are against faith, against trusting in God, against righteousness of God, against the power of God. Every spirit that is making me to believe against the truth, I bind you now in the name of Jesus. I bind you now in the name of Jesus. I bind you now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Say, I bind every spirit working on my mind, working in my mind to make me believe and think in a direction that is against the truth, in a direction that is against faith, in a direction that is against God's righteousness, God's nature, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. It says that everything they say is crooked and deceitful. Crooked and deceitful. Yeah. You know, we're in a generation where people love prophecies a lot. They love prophecies. They want to receive prophecies. They want to receive prophetic words from men of God. They want men of God to prophesy to them. There's nothing wrong about that. You are wise. Yeah, it's not wrong to desire that God use a man of God or a believer. Yeah, anyone can prophesy, so it doesn't have to be a preacher. There's nothing wrong in God using someone to give you a message or a word or a direction or a prophecy. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, but you have to be very careful, because if you happen to have believed a prophecy about your life that is not from God, that prophecy is enough to limit your life for the next 50 years or forever. Yeah, if you happen to have believed a prophecy that is not from the Lord, that alone is a great limitation on your destiny. Yeah, that alone is a great limitation on your calling, on your destiny. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I renounce every prophecy I have believed that is not for me, that is not from the Lord for me. I renounce them, and I cancel their influences upon my life. I cancel the influence of such prophecy upon my life and destiny. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I cancel the power of such prophecy upon my life and destiny. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. You might not know that it is. Pray like that. You might not know that that prophecy is not from God. You might not know, but just pray. Say, I renounce every prophecy I have believed that did not come from the Lord for me. Every prophetic word I have believed, I have received, that is not from the Lord for me, I renounce them and I cancel its power over my life. I cancel its influence over my life right now in the name of Jesus. I cancel its power. I cancel its influence. Every prophecy I have been following, every prophecy I have patterned my life on, every prophecy I have believed and received that is not from the Lord for me, Let them be cancelled right now. Let them be terminated right now. I renounce them in the name of Jesus. Let their powers over my life be destroyed. Let their influences over my life be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, every dream, vision, revelation I have believed and I have received that is not from the Lord for me, I cancel them now in the name of Jesus. Every dream, revelation, vision that I have believed that is not from the Lord, I cancel them now, and I cancel their powers over my life. I destroy their powers over my life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. If you happen to have patterned your life, if you happen to have structured your life, to have planned your life based on a certain prophecy that is not from God, your life will remain limited. Yeah, your life will remain so limited until you stop doing that. You stop believing and following that prophecy. Yeah, that is why it's very important that you have a very personal walk with God. That you have a very strong relationship with God, so that devil cannot prophetically deceive you. So the devil cannot use visions, dreams to deceive you. If your relationship with God is very strong, it will be very difficult for the enemy to be able to deceive you through prophecies and spiritual experiences or manifestations. So you're going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, open my eyes to discern. Open my eyes to discern every negative prophecy. I have structured my life after every negative prophecy. I have patterned my life. I have planned my life after. Lord, open my eyes to discover them and to renounce them in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, open my eyes. Help me to discern every negative vision, negative dream, negative prophecy, negative revelation that I have patterned my life after, that I have planned my life after. Lord, open my eyes to see them and to renounce them. Open my eyes to discover them and to renounce them. Every prophecy that is making me to live in negative identity, every prophecy that is making me to give myself a negative identity, every prophecy that is making me to give myself an identity that is not the Lord's identity for my life, Lord, let me see these prophecies. Let me discover. Let show me that I may cancel them. Show me that I may stop believing them. In the name of Jesus, everything that somebody said I am, and I believe that is what I am, which I am not, Lord, show me that I may cancel them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, it says that they refuse to act wisely or do good. Psalm 36 verse 3, everything they say is crooked and deceitful. They refuse to act wisely or do good. Now, they refuse to act wisely. Now, which means that there is no wisdom in the ways of the wicked. No matter how smart they might look like, no matter how nice or beautiful their life might look like, yeah, no matter how wise the people of the world might think they are, in the sight of God, they are fools. Yeah. So the wicked cannot be wise. Yeah. Anyone that does not follow God, that does not obey God, cannot be wise. Even their highest wisdom before God is foolishness. Yeah. Their highest wisdom before God is foolishness. So that verse says they refuse to act wisely because they think that they are wise. Yeah, because they think they are wise. That is why they refuse to do the real wisdom. They refuse to have the real wisdom. Yeah, because they think they are wise. You're going to pray. Yeah, firstly, you're going to there are many prayer points in that in that particular part of that verse. Yeah, but firstly, I want you to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I reject every counsel, advice that is against God's wisdom. Say, I reject every counsel, every idea, every advice that I have received that is against God's wisdom, that is against God's will for my life. I reject them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, every idea I have received, counsel I have received, advice I have received, every counsel, idea I have received, you're going to say, I reject them now. Yeah, every counsel I received ignorantly, advice I received ignorantly, ideas I received ignorantly, that is against God's wisdom, that is against God's plans, God's will for my life, I reject them now. I cancel them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, I reject them now. I cancel them now. In the name of Jesus, I reject them now. I cancel them now. In the name of Jesus, I reject them now. I cancel them now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, every idea I have opened my heart to receive, every opinion of men, every counsel, advice of men I have opened my heart to receive that is not in line with the will of God, that is not in line with the plans of God for my life, that is not in line with the wisdom of God, I reject them now and I cancel them in the name of Jesus. I reject them, I cancel them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Yeah, we are still We're still praying. Yeah, we're still praying. It says they refuse to act wisely. Psalm 36, verse 3. They refuse to act wisely or do good. And I said, this is because they believe what they are doing is right. This is because they see themselves as wise in their ways. Yeah, they see themselves as wise in their ways. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let my mind be filled with your presence. Let my mind and soul be filled with your fire, with your presence, with your power, to know what to believe and what not to believe. Yeah. That is when you are full of discerning spirit, when you are full of spiritual discernment. Yeah. So you are going to say, Father, let my mind, let my soul be filled with your fire and power and presence, such that I know what to believe and what not to believe, such that I know what is true and what is not true, such that I know what to receive and what not to receive, such that I know what is wise and what is not wise. Lord, fill me with fire. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Shehasha tenekadia, dashadadadi hasa, nashiadadata. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. So Lord, fill my soul with fire. Fill my heart with fire. Fill my mind with fire, such that I'm able to know what is right from what is wrong. Such that I'm able to know what is wise and what is foolish. Such that I'm able to know what to do and what not to do. Such that I'm able to know the counsel to receive and the counsel not to receive. Such that I'm able to know what to believe and what not to believe. Fill my soul with fire. Thank you, Lord. Fill my heart with fire. Fill my mind with fire to be able to discern accurately what is right and what is wrong in the name of Jesus. To be able to discern what is true and what is not true. Fill my soul with fire. Shashana de Kaligla in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are still praying. Yeah, the Bible told us about matured Christians. Yeah. Matured Christians are people who have had their senses trained to discern what is right from what is wrong. Yeah, and where do we find these senses? You will find these senses in your soul and in your heart. Yeah, your heart is your spirit. Your soul, your heart, your soul, your heart. Those are the places, spiritual senses of discernment. Those are the places they work very powerfully. Now, they also work in the body, but not as they work in the soul and in your spirit. Yeah, so you're going to pray. In these last days, you must have a very strong discerning spirit. I mean, you must be able to discern very strongly so that you will see the plans of God come to pass for your life. Because just maybe I should put it this way. If you happen to just make a simple mistake, or you go in a direction you should not go, you might not see the plans of God come to pass for your life just by making a simple mistake. Yeah, or by doing something you should not do at a particular time. So you're going to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, Father, train the senses of my soul and spirit to be able to discern accurately things you want me to do and things you don't want me to do. Say, Lord, train the senses of my soul. Train the senses of my spirit to be able to accurately discern things I should do and things I should not do, things I should stop doing, things I should begin to do. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, train my senses to accurately discern these things. Train my senses to make right decisions. Train my senses to make right choices. Train my senses to discern what not to do and what to do, what to stop doing and what to start doing. Lord, train my senses to know these things as I walk in every day of my life. Train my senses to accurately discern what I should do and what I should not do. Train the senses of my soul. Train the senses of my spirit. Holy Spirit, train the senses of my soul. Train the senses of my spirit. Holy Spirit, train the senses of my soul to know people I should walk with and people I should not walk with. To know people I should trust and people I should not trust. To know people I should talk to and people I should not talk to. Holy Spirit, train my senses to know places I should go and places I should not go. Holy Spirit, train my senses, the senses of my soul and spirit, to accurately discern these things. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're still praying. Yeah, you're going to pray. The stronger your light is, the more you'll be able to detect the smallest darkness or the tiniest darkness. Yeah, the stronger your light is, the more you'll be able to detect any appearance of darkness. You'll be able to detect it very quick and very fast. Yeah, because your light is strong. Because your light is strong. So that is why, If you do not follow after purity of heart, you cannot have accurate discernment, accurate spiritual discernment. If you do not follow after, if you do not seek after having a pure heart, if you do not seek after having a pure mind, a spiritual mind, always, you can't have a spiritual discernment that will be accurate. It will not happen. It will not work. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your fire arise from the depths of me and refine me and make me pure. Yeah, I'm going to take it again. You're going to say, Father, let your fire arise from the depths of me and refine me and make me pure, that I may discern accurately in the realm of the Spirit. That I may discern accurately in the realm of the Spirit. Let your fire rise from within me and begin to refine me and begin to purify me. Begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. As gold is refined in fire, Lord, let your fire begin to burn from within me, and let me be refined in your fire. Let me be refined in your fire till I am as pure, till I am 100% pure. Let your fire begin to burn. Thank you, Lord. Till I am as pure as gold. Let your fire begin to burn now. Let your fire begin to burn now. Let your fire rise from the depths of me, from the depths of my spirit, from the depths of my soul, from the depths of my body. Let your fire rise and begin to refine me. I want to be pure. I want to be pure. Let your fire begin to refine me from the inside. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Every pollution, every corruption, every impurity, every uncleanness, let your fire begin to burn them all. Let your fire begin to burn them up right now in the name of Jesus. Let your fire begin to refine me from the inside. Let your fire begin to refine me from the inside. Let each cell of my body be refined by fire. Let every fragment of my soul be refined by your fire. Let every part of my spirit be refined by your fire. Till I am pure. Till I am 100% pure. In the name of Jesus. Lord, refine me in your fire. Refine me in your fire. Begin to pray like that. Yeah, I love this prayer point. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, refine me in your fire. My spirit, my soul, my body, for 100% purity. Let me be refined in your fire. Everything you do not want, everything that is giving room for darkness in my life, let your fire consume them. Everything that is bringing darkness into my life, let your fire consume them. I want to be 100% pure. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're still praying. I said that for you to be able to discern accurately in the realm of the spirit, you must have a pure heart. The reason is because if devil has a fragment of himself in you, you will not be stronger than him. If there's a fragment of darkness in you, you will not be stronger than him. And if you're not stronger than him, it means that you will not be able to accurately discern the spirits of darkness, the evil spirits. You'll not be able to accurately discern their operations. Why? Because you have not prevailed over them. Why? Because there are still fragments of their works in your life. You are still found guilty of things that they do. You are still enslaved by the darkness that is in those spirits. So if you have not overcome the darkness that is in the dark realms, if you have not overcome the darkness that is in the kingdom of darkness, you will not be able to discern their operations. Because to discern their operations is to have prevailed over them, is to be above them. You cannot see into their secrets if you are not above them. You cannot discover their secrets if you are not above them. If they are telling lies, and you are telling lies, you can't discern you can't discern their secrets. If they are promoting bitterness, unforgiveness, hatred, and you also, those things can be found in your life. If they are promoting lusts, sexual sins, and those things can also be found in your life, what they are promoting is in your life, then you cannot accurately discern their operations against your life. Why? Because you have their properties in your life. They are promoting anger, you have anger. They are promoting hatred, lust, pride, you have them. So everything the kingdom of darkness are promoting, if any of them can be found in your life, you cannot overcome them. No matter how much you fast and pray, you can't overcome them. You can't be stronger than them. And if you are not stronger than them, you can't be able to discern what they are doing against you. And if you can't discern their oppressions against you, then you cannot win them. Because you will not pray correctly. And even if you happen to pray correctly, your prayer will be weak because their properties is in your life. So you're going to pray again. That is why it's very important. It's very important that you are pure. Very important that you are pure. You don't want to win in spiritual warfare. I'm even talking about witchcraft. Every form of demonic attacks. If you are not pure, you can't win. If you think you have won, that victory is temporal. If you think you have gotten a victory and yet you are not pure, whatever victory you get is not real, because in few months you are likely to lose even more. In your battles against them, you're likely to lose more. So you're going to pray again. There is nothing like having a pure heart when it comes to spiritual warfare. You must, it is necessary. You must live a pure life. You must live a holy life. If you want to have a permanent victory in spiritual warfare, yeah, there's no alternative to that. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, help me to maintain a pure heart before you always. Say, Father, help me to maintain a pure heart before you always. Help me to discipline myself. To be pure goes along with discipline. It goes along with self-denial. It goes along with death of yourself, death of your flesh, death of your desires, your carnal desires. Say, Lord, Father, help me to be disciplined so that I can live a pure life. So that I can live a pure life. Help me to be disciplined, Father. Begin to pray like that. Nashanaga hadjara. So Lord, help me, Father, to maintain a pure heart always before you. Help me to maintain a pure heart always before you. I want to be victorious in my battle against the enemy. I want to be victorious in spiritual warfare. Lord, help me to maintain a pure heart before you. Always, Shasha de Kakijalabala, Nate Hassasa, Jetani Hatajinia, Mandika Diala Labala, Natajana Hassasinia, Nashian de Tijinia. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, I want to be victorious. I want to be able to accurately discern the realm of darkness without being confused and deceived. I want to be able to rule over the realms of darkness. I want to be able to rule over their oppressions. I want to be able to overcome their works. Lord, help me to live a pure heart. Help me to maintain a pure heart. Help me to live a pure life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Lord, help me to live a pure life. Help me to maintain a pure heart before you always. Help me to be disciplined so that I can be pure in heart. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, usually when people come, when some people come to me for counseling, especially people who have been involved in sexual sins, people who have been addicted to sexual sins, yeah, when they come to me for counseling that they want to get married, I should counsel them. Or I should pray for them that God reveal to them the right person they should marry. Usually what I tell them is that they should forget about getting married for the next maybe 6 months or 1 year. They should forget about getting married. Yeah, because I know that they can never marry the right person. Yeah. I know it for sure that they can never marry the right person. Why? Because they are full of sex, you know, because they are slaves to sexual sins. So the darkness in the realm of sexual sins will make sure they don't get married to the right person. Yeah, and their spiritual eyes will be blindfolded that they will not be able to see the right person for their lives. Yeah, it is so sure. So there's no amount of prayer and fasting they can do until they are delivered from that bondage of sexual sin. Until they are delivered, there's no amount of prayer they can pray that will make them marry the right person. I know what I'm talking about. So even after they are delivered, they still have to wait till like a year, yeah, before their spirit can be pure enough to discern the right person. Yeah, I don't know if you get what I'm saying. So that is how I counsel those people, and many of them don't really like that kind of counsel. Yeah, but I don't deceive people. I tell them what's gonna help them. Yeah, because if you are in bondage with sexual sin, the marine spirit will make sure you don't marry the right person. So until you overcome that lust, yeah, you will not. It's not a cause. It's what I know. You will not marry the right person. It's not possible. Why? Because you are in an atmosphere that is so dark and so misleading. So you have been controlled from a realm that is so stronger than you. So they will choose for you, because marriage has to do with feelings, emotions. So they will be the one to choose the person you will marry for you, not God. Why? Because you are enslaved in that realm. Yeah, and until you are delivered, which after you are delivered, you have to still maintain that deliverance for for 6 months, 1 year. Yeah, 6 months if you are serious. Yeah, but usually it's 1 year of waiting period to ensure that you remain pure sexually. For the next 1 year, before God can now, or maybe I should say, before your spirit can now see the person God wants you to marry. Yeah. So you're going to pray. But my point is that if you are still enslaved by certain sins, there are some direction from God that will not appear to you. Even if God is showing you, you will not see it. If you are still enslaved by certain sins, by certain darkness. So you are going to pray again. Yeah, I know not all of you are single. Yeah, so I'm not really praying about marriage. I just use that as an example. Yeah. But my point is that if you are still enslaved by a certain sin, there are messages from God you will not get, no matter how hard you pray and fast. There are divine directions from God you will not get, no matter how hard you fast and pray. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, deliver me from every realm of sin that have enslaved my life, every realm of addiction, every realm of sin that have enslaved my soul, that is not allowing me to see what you are showing me concerning my life and destiny. Lord, deliver me now. Deliver me now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, deliver me now. Deliver me now from every realm of sin that have enslaved my soul. Yeah, it can be pride. It can be lack of love. It can be many things. All manner of sin. Say, Lord, deliver me from every realm of sin that have enslaved my soul. Deliver me now. Every realm of sin that have enslaved my soul, that have enslaved my spirit, that have enslaved my body, that is not allowing me to see what you are showing me. Lord Jesus, that is not allowing me to discover your mind concerning my life and destiny, that is not allowing me to discover your direction for my life, calling and destiny. Oh God of Israel, deliver me now. In the name of Jesus, deliver me now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying that prayer fervently. If you know the sin that is still ruling over your life, so mention that sin to God so that he can deliver you. When you are praying, you have to be sincere. You have to be sincere with yourself and with God. Yeah, talk to God. You have to be transparent, even though you can't hide anything from God, but you have to be transparent. Say, Lord, deliver me from addiction to this sin so that I can be able to discern accurately your will for my life, so that I can be able to discern accurately your plans for my life, your directions for my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still in verse 3, Psalm 36. Verse 3. It says, they refuse to act wisely. To act wisely or do good. They refuse to act wisely or do good. That also means they are rebellious. Yeah. It means they are rebellious. They don't like to do good. They don't like to please God. Yeah, they don't like to do good. They don't like to please God. That is what wicked people do. That is the nature of wicked people, nature of sinners. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your anger be kindled against every personality of darkness that have vowed not to stop attacking me. Every personality of darkness that have vowed to continue to attack me till they see my downfall. Oh God, let your anger be kindled against them. Oh God, attack them and bring them down forever. Attack them, bring them down forever. Attack them, bring them down forever. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, let your anger be kindled against every personality of darkness that have vowed not to rest until they see my doom, until they see my destruction, until they see my downfall. Oh, Lord, arise them in your anger and bring them down forever. Shut them down forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Every personality of darkness, creature of darkness, spirits of darkness that has vowed, that have determined not to rest until they see my downfall, that have determined to continue to attack until they see my destruction. Oh God of Israel, arise in your anger. jian den tia siena na jijana den ki jana tamabalalia. Arise in your anger, strike them, bring them down forever. In the name of Jesus, shut them down forever. In the name of Jesus, shut them down. Shut them down. Thank you, Lord. Shut them down forever. Every enemy of my destiny, thou will not rest until they see my downfall, until they see my destruction. Lord, shut them down in your anger. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. So, as I was saying, I said, they are rebellious. That is why they refuse to do good. Yeah, because they have no fear of God. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, separate me from rebellious friends. You know, the Bible says that be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. The Bible says, what does light have to do with darkness? Yeah. If there's a rebellious friend in your life, I mean someone who is rebellious against God, and that is the person you have made your close friend, be ready to also experience the anger of God. Because if you are a friend to an enemy of God, it means you become an enemy of God too. Yeah, that's what it means. So you must be careful who you have brought close to yourself. Yeah, you must be careful, because if the judgment of God is upon that person, it will be transferred to you also. Yeah, you can't escape it. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, separate me from rebellious people that I have brought closer to myself. Every rebellious person, enemy of you, that I have made my friends, oh Lord, separate me from them. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Every person I have brought close to myself, there are enemies of you, enemies of your righteousness. They are rebellious people. Oh Lord, separate me from them. Now, in the name of Jesus, separate me from them. Separate me from them. In the name of Jesus, separate me from them. Every person I have drawn close to my life that have a secret life of rebellion against God and that is unknown to me, oh God, separate me from them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Cut them off from my life. In the name of Jesus. Cut them off from my life. Every rebellious people. People who have no fear of God. People who will not do good. Lord, cut them off from my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I know what I'm saying. I'm not confused. I know that God has sent us to preach the gospel to sinners. Yeah. But God has not sent us to make friends with their sins. Yeah. God have not sent us to unite with them in their sins. So meaning that as a Christian, you can't be friend with unbelievers. You can't. Because there's no how you will not merge with their sin. If you merge with the sinner, there's no how you will not merge with their sin. Yeah, but you can have relationship with them, a relationship that has a definition, a relationship that is meant to provide opportunity for you to win their souls to God. That is different from when you are now merging with them. You are agreeing with them. You are not making them close to you. That is different. So I just feel like I should clarify that. So there's nothing wrong in keeping these people at a distance. Like you relate with them, but is at a distance. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, but when you're now making them close friends, you now bring them into your house, you go to their house, you go to parties with them, and these are unbelievers, these are rebellious people, then you are looking for the anger of God. Yeah, because before you know it, they will start transferring the spirits in them to you. They will start transferring the darkness in them to you. Yeah, because you are partnering with the darkness that is in them. Partnering with them means you are partnering with the darkness in them. Yeah, may the Lord give you wisdom. Amen. Yeah, we're going to pray three more prayer points. Then we will round up the session.